Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dangerous and fun.
Yeah.
Is that how you would best describe us?
Yeah.
Would that be our hashtag? Hashtag dangerous and fun.
And fun. Not but,
dangerous,
but and.
Fun. Mm. Just an mm. Yeah. You look good. I did a little braid in your hair today. You look,
yes.
You look very nice.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's
well,
good.
It's thanks to you.
We're working in Turkey.
Yeah.
I've never been to Turkey before. This is my first time ever to Turkey.
It's only my second time in Turkey.
Is it?
The last time I came to Turkey, I was with MTV. 30 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you were how old?
Six. But we're having a very good time working with a brand that basically I'm having such a good time that I feel like I should be paying them to do this. That's how guilty I feel that I'm having such a nice time.
You want to try being the hairdresser on this job? That's a lot easier than your job. We'll pull some pictures, perhaps, of the view and things like that. Because it is an outrageous view. We're in a lovely hotel in Turkey. I've never been to Turkey before, but the scenery and the mountains and all the rest of it all around it is breathtaking. Do you know where we are in Turkey? It begins with a M. I'm asking out of curiosity because I have no idea where we are either.
It was
so it begins with an M. We'll find out and
you'll
probably say
we'll
at the end of this podcast. But it was about an hour away from the airport and it's pretty stunning. But we're in this funny kind of bay, like a cove thing.
I mean, it makes me think. It's what's really beautiful about it is that it isn't an empty view.
Yeah.
So the view is full of mountains. So you've got the sea and then on the other side of the sea are mountains. And that's always the most extraordinary. It's very dramatic.
Yeah.
You know how, is it Jamaica, I think, has got the big mountains? Oh, no, it's St. Lucia.
Marmaris.
Marmaris, that's where we are.
Marmaris we are. So I've just put it into the map, so I'm just coming out. Look at the kind of funny place we're in.
Yeah, so it's attached. All of the mountains that we can see are attached to the land by a tiny little strip
but
of...
It looks like we're looking at loads of little islands. But it's a beautiful place. So there you go.
Stunning.
That's our first recommendation. Come to Marmaris. I want to say Mamaris.
Don't, no.
Shouldn't say that?
No.
Okay, we don't need to say that.
No. So we're here. We haven't got our normal recording equipment, so we're sorry if it's a bit quiet.
It should be all right. We're recording straight into an iPhone. We've done this before. We're experts now. The iPhone is balanced on top of a can of hairspray, which is balanced on top of a tub of wax. So it's at mouth level. Take a picture of that so people can see it. Yeah.
So
but, it's very sophisticated equipment, just like what Joel and Hannah use. I look at Joel and Hannah's podcast and I see them in their professionally made studio with microphones and cameras and everything. And I think they're doing it all wrong.
No, but can I also just say, when I look at them with all of their equipment and the cameras, I'm so jealous.
I'm jealous too.
I want to film
But I
podcast.
Think they've been funded. I think Spotify have paid for it or something. We just do this ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think someone must have given
them
money to do
it. Are we making a grave error here? Should we?
Well, we're not making any money, that's for sure. we may well be making grave errors. But it's
not making
any money. But as long as you like it, people.
Yes, and we enjoy it.
That's all that matters. So we've been watching some interesting things.
Really good things.
What I want to do, though, is start with a little kickback from next week, from last week, which I talk about the Ty Rosser.
Yes.
Which loads of people have messaged me this week saying,
God,
it's a really great restaurant. We go to the one all the time. This is my favourite meal, blah, blah. So yeah, I've had loads of people. But the thing I forgot to mention in last week's podcast is they do a cookbook.
Yes.
With all the recipes in it.
Which?
And I'd just forgotten. It was on the list of things to say. Which your mum got me for my birthday.
She did.
Now, it's not my birthday until the 9th of May. So when is
It'll
that?
Be
Monday.
The Monday after this.
So I got an early birthday present.
Yeah.
And your mum got me the cookbook. They do a vegan, vegetarian cookbook, I think. So it's not that one. It's the other one. And it has got my favourite recipe in it, which I think you said you're going to make for me on
my
birthday.
Yes, I am.
I'm very excited about that. It's basically just a flat noodle dish, but they do one with a Thai gravy. I think it's called, like, fish Thai gravy surprise. I don't know what it's called, but I haven't got the cookbook with me, but
I'll take a picture, let me tell you, and I'll send it to you.
If you can't get to one of these places, the cookbook is a belter.
Yeah.
There's something in
and it's
Thai
not
food.
It's not that difficult.
No, it's
pretty not frightening. I think sometimes I get a bit frightened by
and you can get most of the ingredients in Sainsbury's and stuff like that. It's not got like loads of weird stuff in it.
No.
But it's got things like Thai fish sauce in it, which
you don't normally like, but it's
I wouldn't like, but
really
I think
good
it's in all my favourite recipes.
It is.
So I'm thinking it's the missing link to
it
how
is
I get
the missing link.
So cookbooks for partners, friends, people, stuff like that. For gifts, then I would highly recommend it. I'm really, really excited about making some of these dishes. That was my first recommendation.
Thank you very much for that.
Talk's a pleasure.
I am going to recommend something that I happened across yesterday whilst looking for things to download for the journey here.
Yeah, I downloaded a few things too.
And I thought, wow, this has got Gary Oldman and Kirsten Scott Thomas in it. Mm-hmm. It must be good. They are two extremely experienced and brilliant actors. This has got to be good. Anyway, it's not Kirsten, it's Kristen Scott Thomas.
Okay.
Sorry, that must be so annoying.
Kristen Scott Thomas, Kirsten. Yeah, okay.
Kristen Scott Thomas.
She's brilliant, right? Four weddings and funeral. That good. Scene from Fleabag.
Fleabag. No, but I, do you know what was interesting was I was watching this because I think Kristen Scott Thomas lives in Paris.
Yes, I think you might be right.
And I wonder whether that one little cameo that she had in Fleabag and how utterly brilliant she was in it and how I would imagine she's had either very little or no work done to her face.
It's a very good
and
work,
how hard that
sure,
is to sort of do in today's modern acting industry. And how attractive she is because of that, I think, because of the expression that she can, you know, give us with her face. Whether she got this part because of that from somebody watching that going, oh, God, Kristen Scott Thomas, yes, she's amazing. Because she was, I mean, a cameo for a big actor, sometimes, if you are going to absolutely smash it, it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. Is that a knock at the door?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Okay. I thought she's great.
So anyway, this is called Slow Horses. It's on Apple TV and it stars Gary Oldman, who just is playing a washed up, angry, has been MI5 agent who absolutely doesn't give a shit about anything anymore. There's something, I'm only halfway through, there's something odd going on with the woman that works for him.
Okay.
A sort of secretary type lady, but I haven't figured out what it is yet, but it's very twisty-turny. It's not a thriller. Mm-hmm. No, it's a thriller. It's a thrilling drama, not a horror.
A thrilling drama.
Yeah.
It's that's like a really, new genre.
It's got at the end, what I think is really brilliant about it, at the end of every episode, is a massive, oh my God, I've got to watch the next episode now.
Well,
huge.
I could see you were in the chair next to me on the flight, and I did keep glancing across because what I was watching was something else. And I thought, I wish I was watching what she was watching. I saw guns and blood and chasing and stuff like that. And then Gary Oldman. Of course, Gary Oldman played Smiley in Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, where he played an MI5 agent being slightly squeezed there. So the fact of seeing him again in a similar role is very exciting to me because Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy is one of my favourite films of all time.
Another recommendation there?
Yeah.
It's written by Maureena Banks. Yeah.
Who is married to David Baddiel.
Yes. And it's got an IMDb rating of 7.8.
Oof!
Yeah, which is a lot.
So are the episodes, can we have a little look at the episode breakdown? Episode guide. I just want to see which episodes rate higher than others. Fiasco 8.3, 8.3, 8.1. Okay, that's interesting. So
why is that
interesting? Well, because they start actually down at sevens and then they get higher as you go through the
series.
And that
is because it is never predictable, and that's what I really like about it. But the other thing that I think is quite weird and uncanny is that there's a guy that plays River Cartwright. There's some, it's quite funny. There's a lot of comedy in the, you know, obviously Morwenna's really good at kind of that sort of drama, but with like a sort of smattering of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Is Jack Lowden, plays River Cartwright. I don't know him. I've never seen him before. He is extremely good in this.
Okay.
He was
Dunkirk there.
In Dunkirk, Fighting With My Family, Caliber.
Small Axe.
2020, that's from... Anyway, he really, really, really reminds me of Simon Pegg.
Yes, you said there's someone who looks a bit like Simon Pegg.
And he is a brilliant actor, and I hope he does a lot more drama after this, and especially on the TV screens, because he's extremely good.
Great.
So I'm highly recommending it. I'm only half the way through, but it is utterly, utterly brilliant.
Sorry, I've just had to click on Small Axe to see what it was. I guess 7.8 on IMDb. The reason I like Small Axe, I think, is a song by Bob Marley.
Oh, right.
Yes. I think it's the idea.
Steve McQueen directed it.
Small Axe?
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder if it's anything to do with the song. But it's the idea that he's a small axe, but he can chop down a big tree.
Ah, well, that must be exactly what it's about.
Yeah, okay. Oh, well, I might have to have a look at that. Yeah. It looks great already, doesn't it?
Letitia Wright's amazing.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, we drifted there, folks.
Oh, okay, well, let's watch this on our trip. Maybe watch it tonight and we can recommend it next week.
There's five episodes of it.
Oh, it's interesting. A series.
Yeah, okay. I think I've kind of heard of that. Anyway, Small Axe, people, have a look at that. So, Slow Horses, do you know why it's called Slow Horses?
No.
Okay. It doesn't feel metaphorical.
I thought you were going
to
tell me.
No, no, I was just interested to know because I kept thinking.
Well, let me just quickly tell you the premise of it because I've only told you about the actors and how brilliant they are. But the idea is that Gary Oldman runs a section of MI5, which is sort of the people who get asked to do the really boring, unimportant rubbish for MI5. Mm-hmm. They don't even get to be in the big, shiny, new, posh MI5 building with Kristen Scott Thomas. They have to be in some absolutely pants place where it always seems to be raining and grey and nobody can properly open the door or anything. But they stumble and they've all made huge mistakes in their jobs.
Okay.
They haven't been quite fired, but they've been sent to purgatory. And will they ever get back into MI5? And the River character was kind of wrongly put there, I think.
Right.
And he deserves to get back into MI5. And he stumbles across something, a big scandal that's happening, digs, and unfolds this story, which then develops.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly the underdogs see a chink of light, a ray of hope.
From what I saw from sneakily looking over your shoulder, there's quite a lot of action in it.
Lot of action.
Okay, so it's not a kind of talky. It is, like you say, a dramatic thriller.
It's, exactly.
I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
So on the plane on the way over here,
yeah.
Well, first of all, on my way to the airport, I watched your documentary about the menopause.
I'm so the second
one.
You did that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I watched the first one as well. You know, it's an important piece of work, and I like to see whether you're any good or not. You know, see whether you're you're still, you know, punching high in the TV presenting stakes. And you'd be pleased to know that my observation is that you're doing very well.
Thanks.
So, you know, I think your agent should keep you. And second of all, it was absolutely brilliant. And there was a couple of things, I guess, that was really good. First thing is that you'd posted some stuff on Twitter, I think, on Friday or something like that. And there was a few people kind of a little bit kind of annoyed about certain things and said there's no research to back up some of the things you're saying and all the rest of it. And you just kept saying, well, watch the documentary. And I thought it was really interesting that there was resolution to these questions that were being asked on social media about, you know, where's this evidence that it decreases the chance of you getting things like dementia and Alzheimer's and stuff like that. But then seeing those two women, the best bit of the whole documentary for me is those two women from New York, were they? Talking about the research that they'd done and when they'd found out these links and these connections and the things that you could do. I thought it was just brilliant.
Scientists are great, aren't they?
Well, especially when they kind of compartmentalize things into chunks that you can readily absorb and fully understand what's being said. And they did that brilliantly, really. Mm. Whoever made your documentary did a wonderful job.
They really, really, really did, yeah.
And that was, like, really, really good stuff.
And game changer mm. for so many mm. people, you know, so many people like me who have a family mm. member who's had Alzheimer's. This is hope.
Yes,
for us.
So there was two or three things I learned. First one was that actually it was important to get on it early.
Yes.
And actually, if you get on it late, you still get some of the benefits, but not nearly as much of the benefits as you get on if you get on it early.
Yes, I mean,
our
brain is deteriorating from the minute it all starts happening,
and you can't turn the clock back on that.
You can't.
You know, so I thought that was really fascinating. But I also thought the increased benefits to your life if you can take it over a long period of time, and then that you can keep taking it forever. There was always an idea that you had to stop taking it at some point. But actually, it seems a great idea to continue to take it.
Do you know what I read on Dr. Louise Newson's Instagram page once? She was talking about the leaflets inside the HRT packaging, which is still wrong,
yes,
by the way. And she was correcting the information in there bit by bit. And then she said, if taken for 18 years or more, HRT lowers your risk of death from all causes.
Mm. Wow. God. From all causes of death. Wow, that is amazing. What I would say to people is that if you've not seen the first documentary, I think it's important that you watch them in order.
Yes.
Because you cover a lot of the other subjects about kind of the increased risk of breast cancer and all the rest of it in the first episode.
Yes.
And you don't go over that in the second episode because it's already in the first episode. But I can imagine if you only watch the second one without the information from the first, then you might still have unanswered questions. So if you've not seen any of these, then watch them both. They'll be on all four. And watch them in order, I think, in a way to get the information in the correct order to for it all to make sense.
Lisa Moscone, who's the Italian doctor that
like. Yes.
She lives in America now, but she's Italian. Dr. Lisa Moscone has written a book, which I ordered, in fact, straight after the doc went out. I thought I must just quickly get that book. It's called The XX Brain, The Groundbreaking Science Empowering Women to Prevent Dementia. And it's all about the fact that women are far more likely than men to suffer from anxiety and depression and migraines and brain injuries, strokes, Alzheimer's. But until recently, we had thought that we're exactly the same as you, except for our reproductive organs, but actually our brains aren't.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the premise of it all. The female brain and how we can protect it.
Yes, I mean, I've never bought into the idea that we're the same anyway. I mean, somebody'd said we're more the same than we are different, but the differences really matter. And I really like that because I don't want to be too different from you.
No.
So it's nice to feel that we're more the same than we are different.
Yes.
But the differences are important.
And they
really matter. Yeah. And I love that phrase.
Who said that? Topic.
I can't remember,
That's
you know.
That's so good.
Mm, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, they do matter, you're right.
So anyway, I was on all four.
Yeah.
Going through your documentary and downloading it. And I haven't been on all four for ages. I'm always on Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, blah, blah, blah. And then I thought, what is on all four these days? So I had a little flick through and then I found this thing called Open House.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Open House was a series like Channel 4 make all the time. It feels a bit like a bit Love Island-y and all the rest of it.
I don't know why I was thinking, Pubs, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
We discussed this on the plane.
It was a dangerous
series to be watching on the plane. I looked over at one point and I was like, What are you
watching?
Yeah,
there was two guys behind me, and I'm sure they kept looking around to see what I was watching. So some of you might have seen this, and you might know about it. I mean, I don't watch any terrestrial TV. I've only got the internet TV, so I don't watch scheduled telly. And so I don't buy into kind of Channel 4 at 10 p.m. on Thursdays or whatever, you know. So it's just something that I've never really clocked on. But the Open House is a place where couples go to open up their relationship and sleep with other people.
Right.
So the house is filled with people.
So it's like Big Brother for people who want to be
shagging,
sexually open.
Promiscuous, is that the right word?
Well, I think no because
non-monogamous, polygamous.
No, polygamous is different.
Is it?
But I would say who
polyamorous
want to explore their sexuality.
Yes. Okay. So they're in a committed relationship, but they want to explore
the
possibilities.
All the people. Sorry.
It's all right. No, it's fascinating
because this is fascinating.
Yeah.
So are all the people that go into the house
in a committed relationship. Yes. Everyone. There's no singletons in there.
It strikes me as though there's a bunch of people in there that are single and willing to have threesomes, foursomes, group sex and all the rest of it. And you get to kind of say, would you like to come back to my room with me and my wife tonight? Or the girl gets to say...
So couples go in there couples and go kind in of there. Choose. It's like a supermarket for sex.
And they go in, have some therapy. There's a therapist there, relationship and sex therapist. And she said,
What's she like?
American girl, kind of good, but you don't get under the skin of anybody particularly.
I guess it's a TV programme. You can't get under the skin of somebody in a few minutes.
So she sits down
But does she give them good advice?
Yes, I think so. I mean, it's thin advice, I would say. Mm. And I say it's risky as well.
Yeah.
So this is what I found quite fascinating about it. So the couples go in and they say, hey, we've been together 9 years, you know, we work together and all the rest of it. You know, neither of us slept with anybody else for 9 years or kissed anyone else for 9 years. But we've decided that we would quite like to open our relationship up to have a threesome with a girl, let's say.
So it's not that they want to have affairs. They want to do something together with someone.
With somebody else.
Okay. Really, really risky.
Yes. And then... there was another couple that came, quite young, 24, 23 years old, whatever, came. They sat down. They said they'd like to have a threesome with another guy, which I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting that, you know. So it's quite interesting.
Wow.
So then what happens is the therapist says, okay, so why do you want to do this? And then they explain a little bit and then say, okay, well, tonight I'm going to send you out on a date. So there's, let's say there's 15 other people there, couples, 15 people, that you can choose from and have a little flirt with and blah, blah, blah. So whether they're sex workers or not, or escorts or what, I don't know. But they are there essentially to facilitate.
They can't be paid. They must be other open-minded people.
Who knows? But anyway, they're there. So anyway, they go, they have a float around. There's a few games being played, spin the bottle and stuff like that. So people get the opportunity to kiss other people in front of their partners.
Oh, my God.
I'm like,
Being at school.
Yeah. And then they get to invite either a person or another couple or something back to their room.
I feel like this is a standalone podcast. I just want to talk about this with you for hours. Go on, go on.
So there was this young couple who did that. It took another couple back to their room.
Yeah.
Did they bring another couple? Yeah, another couple back to him. They had a little kiss and a cuddle and a snog and all the rest of it. But the two guys just started talking about the gym and clearly nothing.
What?
Sex. Yeah, it was got really weird and then really boring. And I was a bit like... oh, this has really fizzled out. So I thought I downloaded...
But were you just watching it? Are you like me reading 50 Shades of Grey? You just want to flick through to the saucy bits?
Well, no.
Where's the saucy stuff?
For me, certainly as a young person, I'm always trying... because we've got young children, I'm always trying to work out how difficult the world is for them to navigate through now compared to what it was like when we were there.
It's complicated.
There was no group
sex options
when I was a lad.
It's really complicated.
So I think it's complicated and it's difficult. And if you're not, you know, you're not... emotionally experienced, it's really hard to deal with the idea that somebody you love, your girlfriend, might want to sleep with somebody else.
Mm.
Not just somebody else, but somebody else in front of you. Mm. Like, you know, some people could deal with that, but there's no way I could have dealt with that as a young man. So I was interested in that, really. Anyway, this other couple turned up, which are really fascinating. They run a webcam business. So they do saucy things online on a webcam.
Together?
Together. They've been together 9 years, married for 4 years.
What, and they shag on camera?
I don't know if they have sex on camera, but they certainly do things on camera. And people pay to do that, and that's what they do for a living. They get paid money for people to watch, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We're in the wrong business. Yeah. When telly's finished, because people like you don't watch telly anymore.
Yes.
That's what we could do.
We can webcam business. So,
oh, my God.
So, anyway, they wanted to have a threesome with another woman.
Right.
And both of them were up for it.
Right.
So they decided they would do that. The sex therapist sends them out there. Both of them slightly fall for this girl.
And were they really in love?
Yes, they were deeply in love. Very attractive, very kind and considerate towards each other.
Yeah,
and they were on this journey together. I thought, so this is really nice because I like this couple. They looked very appealing, you know.
You have to really watch out that the guy doesn't want it more than the girl.
Yes.
Or the girl doesn't want... Oh,
slow down,
okay,
slow down.
Sorry.
So they go and they pick up this girl and they all have a nice time. They all kind of have a snog together. They have a three-way snog.
Oh, my
God. He snogs her, she snogs her. They invite her back to the room. They all pile into bed together.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you could see it. Yeah,
no.
Yeah. I mean, it's black and white and there's a bed sheets everywhere and a bit of pixelation going on.
Pixelation. Oh, my God. It's like Big Brother. This is
Do you remember in Big Brother when, like, someone got into bed with each other and then there was a bit of movement on the covers. And there was front page news everywhere. Yes. Like, this is that times 20.
Oh, my God.
So you can see how the world has changed radically, right? So anyway, they get together.
Can I just say, you're just so funny when you're talking about this. You're so excited. Like, and then there's...
Well, I've never seen anything like it on TV before. I was like, crazy. What the hell has happened to television?
It's next level naked attraction.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, carry on.
So anyway, they had a little threesome, but the girl, his partner, got massively insecure.
Oh no!
Because he was just paying a bit too much attention to the other girl.
Oh no, I can't bear it.
And you really felt it, and she really felt it. The following day, they had a little argument.
Oh no!
They went to see the therapist, and she said,
"Did the therapist help?"
Yeah, yeah, helped enormously. And she said, "Okay."
Oh, poor thing.
She said, "What do you want to do?" And they said, "We want to try it again."
Oh, what?
But she said, "He has to just be a bit more considerate of my feelings." So they did the same thing again with the same girl.
Wait, put the car in park one second.
Yeah.
That's very brave.
Yeah, yeah, it was very brave of her. Yeah.
They've been together for 9 years. Yeah. That could have been the end. If they did it again and he did that again.
He said, you know, you are the most important person in this whole thing. He was very nice about it, actually. And I've got to assume that they edited it in a way to create a bit more of a story than there was.
Okay.
Because obviously you only see 3 minutes of the threesome.
Yes.
But it was probably 3 hours long. So didn't, you know, there was lots of stuff.
3 hours?
Well, Jesus. I don't know how long a threesome lasts. Well, it's an hour per person, so there's three of them, so it's 3 hours. Is that how it works? No? I don't know.
No, I mean...
I don't know. I've never done it before.
Thinking, like, if you have a threesome, like, it lasts as long as he lasts.
No? Yes, I guess so. I don't know. I mean, I was making jokes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, yeah.
I was trying to lighten the mood.
Okay, sorry, because we've...
Yeah, anyway. So anyway, they have another threesome and bingo. Like, everything kicks off.
Oh.
They do everything together. Everybody has a go.
Oh.
It's all singing, all dancing. They go and see a therapist the following day. And they said they've had a lovely time. Oh. It was really good.
So
and
can
they
I
really
ask
enjoyed
you something?
It. Yeah.
What, does it explore
Steady
the
now.
Lowdown? Yeah, can we... No. Yeah. What... Sorry, there's so much to go at. What is the story with them wanting to see that extra person again? Because if it was me, I think, like, if you went, oh, yeah, I'd like to see them again, I'd be like, what do you mean you want to see them again?
You'd choose somebody fresh, right?
Yeah, because I'd be like, oh, well, you like her more than me. Mm. I mean, I just would struggle with that.
Yeah, yeah, no, I thought it was amazing. That's why.
Did they want to see her again?
No, because that's in the confines of the house. What the woman says is, do you think you'll explore a more open marriage now you've had this experience? Mm. And they both said, yes, for sure, that's what we would do.
Really?
But it's quite an interesting dynamic, because what they did talk about is the difference between kind of a betrayal, like sleeping with somebody else as a secret, and doing this thing openly, made all the difference. But I would still deeply struggle with it, I think, on the whole. You know,
Can I ask you something?
I'm a bit more traditional, yeah.
But can I ask you something? This is an interesting topic, because the topic of the sexual revolution that is happening worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So is it going to change relationships and, it's an interesting thing when you talk about those kind of relationships in terms of bringing up children in those kind of relationships.
Yes, what's interesting,
what happens?
All the ones I watched, there was no children. As far as I can remember, there was no children involved in the relationships.
You can't be bringing...
Mm, there was one other couple where he had a really bad time, she had a great time, and they didn't look like they were going to make it. They'd been together for 20 years. But they both had affairs. And the relationship counsellor had said, if you both had affairs, it's much harder to do this open thing because there's a whole bunch of stuff to deal with. Anyway, it's called Open House. It's on all four.
Oh, God.
I just downloaded two episodes. I read the synopsis
How
of each episode.
How many episodes are there?
I think there's 6 or 7 episodes.
Oh, my God.
Or something like. It's a series, you know.
Wow.
But it was bloody fascinating, and I learned a lot.
Mm.
You know, I felt it was really interesting. One of the things I'd heard been talked about around polyamorous or polyamory or whatever it is that the reason marriage evolved was because the alternative essentially doesn't work for a society. Because what you ultimately end up with is a very small minority of men sleeping with all of the women.
Mm.
And you get a very large majority of men that don't get any sex, and they go mad, and the whole the whole society gets destroyed.
Wow, that's fascinating. Yeah.
So, so that's generally was the outcome of why kind of marriage and monogamy is generally important. Now, loads of people out there might have different views on that, but I thought that was a really interesting take on it, that actually you could screw society in a really big way if everybody just got the choice to sleep with whoever they want, because a lot of the women would choose the attractive men, and there's a vast number of men that don't get to choose,
right,
and don't end up with anybody. So, and then you don't want a bunch of angry kind of men kind of flailing around, you know.
No.
I remember seeing that quote on Instagram the other day that said, if you think, you know, if you think strong men are dangerous, wait till you weak, wait till you meet a weak man and see how dangerous they are. And I'm thinking, God, it's a really good, I can't
so
remember the
true.
Quote.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Instagram account is called Kip Hideaways, spelt K-I-P Hideaways, all one word. And the idea is that these are small places to stay, but they have got soul. Every membership supports UK rewinding. So these, for starters, I do love a beautiful to look at Instagram account.
Yeah.
Even if you don't go and stay in any of the hideaways, there's so much inspiration for interiors or setting. It's aesthetically so pleasing to see. But what I really liked about it was that you can become a host with Kip.
Okay. Oh.
So what they do
is... You've got a cool house or something.
Is they let you... have you got a unique, affordable and magical rental for 2 to 6 people? So they're saying you can become an owner and you list yourself on one of their sites and they see you as a partner. So it's like Kip and the houses, like you partner up together.
Yes.
And they can give you advice if you want to do a collaboration, what would make you ultimately more rentable, what kind of things works on their site.
If it's a win for they you, will it's a win
really,
for them.
Yeah, they will really help you make your place as marketable as possible. And then they do the thing called commission-free bookings. Now, normally when you put your property on a website, they take a chunk out the commission.
Yeah.
And it costs an awful lot of money. But what they do is they charge you a small yearly fee.
Annual fee. I was going to say it's a good idea.
So that's
isn't it?
Really yeah. good, right?
And then you get all the money, basically.
And
it's your
you
house.
Get all the money because it's your house. And everything on Kip is very carefully curated. So you know that you'll be on there with a really nice group of people. Anyway, normally I would be talking about Kip. Kind of houses to rent, but I thought actually it's quite interesting to come at it from a different way, that if you've got a little place, and it could be somewhere you know, in your garden, it could be a place that you've got by the sea or a little place, but they also have a really, really nice little shop online, and it's kind of home homeware, but things that are quite affordable. So they've got beautiful multicoloured bobbin candle holders and they've got gorgeous painted shelves
they are nice,
that are really pretty that are £10 each. They've got chopping boards. They've got really pretty plates. But if you were keen on any gifts for anybody, absolutely beautiful, very, very chic. Kip Hideaways has got loads and loads of different things. So you can either do... the Kip Hideaways, you've got Kip gift sets, you can become a member. And it says Hideaway Collections, dog friendly to hot tub hideaways. So you can type in something like, I want a hot tub, I don't care where I am.
It's
got to have a hot tub. Or it's got to be able to have a dog. And it will come up with something there. So it's really a lovely website. Why are you laughing?
There was just a very funny story in a book Richard Bacon once wrote. He wrote like an autobiography. I can't remember what it was called. But he bought a house in Chiswick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks really nice there. I was just looking at it in Cornwall.
A bath by a river.
Yeah. Very Soho farmhousey, that, isn't it?
I mean,
yeah.
How nice is that?
But he bought this hot tub because he thought it would be good fun. It'd have parties in it and all the rest of it. Anyway, he bought the hot tub, filled it with all the necessary bits and pieces. They had one party in it, I think, and then he never went in it again, you know.
Really?
And then he tried to get rid of the hot tub but couldn't sell it for love nor money. So he put his house on the market and thought, well, the house will go with the hot tub. And the people bid on his house. You know, they put an offer in for the house only if he got rid of the hot tub.
No.
And he said the hot tub was like the bane of his life. Like, nobody wanted it. He couldn't get rid of it. You know, it was just like endlessly taking up space, gathering moss. And it was an impossible thing. And then even when he came to sell his house, no one would buy it because of the hot tub.
I wouldn't want a hot tub that somebody else has had. Because have you seen the fat that comes out of a hot tub filter?
I mean,
body fat.
No, I haven't.
It is absolutely revolting.
God, I could do with losing a bit of fat if I got in a hot
tub.
You just need
to sit in a hot tub for a little bit. But it's nice, don't you think? Kit Hideaways.
I think it looks.
Kit with a K.
It looks brilliant. So I'm going to quickly talk about Severance. This is a show that I've started watching on Apple TV. I think I told a few people about it last week and said, you know, feel free to come and join me. It's a really interesting show. So it stars, I've forgotten his name, Adam Scott, who I really like from Parks and Recreation. He's a really, really brilliant actor. And you'll know him when you recognise him. You know, he's not kind of classically handsome, but he's got a really nice, peculiar way about him that I really like. There's also a girl in it as well who's fantastic, redhead girl with the fringe.
Oh, remember we watched? I watched one episode of this. Yeah. She is incredible.
Let me go on the IMDb's and find it. Okay, here we go. So, Severance. Let's have a little look what it gets on the IMDb's. It gets 8.7. Crikey.
Wow.
I actually don't think it's that good. but essentially the idea is that you can work for a firm called Lumen there. And when you get the job there, you go through something called severance. And severance is where they plant something in your brain that when you're in the workplace, you only know and understand the workplace. You know nothing about your life outside of work. You don't know who you are. You don't know what you do or where you live or whether you're married or not or the things you like, whether you like certain types of music or film or clothes or anything. When you work, you know nothing but the work. And the work is very peculiar. They don't really know what they're doing at their job either. And then when you leave work, the brain switches and you go back to your other self and you have no idea what you do for a job. And that's what severance means, right? You're severed from yourself. So there's two versions of you. So I really love this idea. I mean, it's very Black Mirror. So if anybody likes Black Mirror, this is like an elongated version of that. As far as I can tell, what's happened, I mean, I'm on to about the fourth episode, is that somebody used to work there called Petey, and Petey's disappeared. So while he's at work, Mark he's called, while Mark's at work, Petey's gone. He doesn't know where Petey's gone. And then when he goes out to the real world, he doesn't even know who Petey is.
Right.
But Petey turns up in the real world, and he knows who Mark is.
Mm-hmm.
And Petey has become unsevered. So he knows what he did at work and he knows what he did in the place. Now, they said that nobody can become unsevered. And he wants to tell Mark something, and that's what the show is about, really, is slightly unpicking what is going on at Lumen.
Now, I watched the first ep.
Yes.
And sorry, I interrupted you.
No,
again,
no, it's okay.
But I was just thinking, I watched the first ep and I found it quite slow-paced. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Stylistically,
it's beautiful, isn't it?
It was tantalising. Yeah. I mean, the colours and the colours. I mean, her hair and the colours that she wore and the blues, the fact that it's kind of all hues of blue. It is extraordinary to look at.
Yes.
But I found it so slow that does it speed up?
No, it doesn't. It stays at quite a sluggish pace, I would say.
Does that say Christopher Walken?
Yeah, Christopher Walken's in it. Yeah, no. Yes. Yeah, so it's a brilliant cast is in it. The girl we're talking about is called Britt Lower. And there's a guy called John Turturro.
John Turturro.
Turturro.
He is.
He's also in Moon Knight at the moment. That we're
he's
watching.
He's also
at the moment.
Yeah. He plays Jesus in The Big Lebowski.
Oh, okay. Patricia Arquette's in it as well.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
You know, but yeah, Christopher Walken's in it. It's really, really quite gripping. And I think there's something about the pace of it that makes it, that is enticing. I don't know what it is, but it is quite slow paced. So if you need something that's firing all the time, then this isn't it. But there is something really mysterious about it, and I am really desperate to
find
know
out what happens.
What happens, you know. So I am going to recommend it on the basis that it's unlike anything I've seen for a very long time. Mm. It's a bit like a series of Black Mirror, but one story, and I love Black Mirror. I also think Adam Scott's superb in it, and stylistically, it is a knockout. So it's on Apple TV. I think if you've bought an Apple iPhone or an Apple product, I think you get Apple TV free for a year. So that's worth looking into. And if not, I would see if you can get a subscription or log in somebody else's, because it's well worth it. Okay, tell us about The Split.
So I've started watching The Split because our viewers have watched it, and our listeners, I mean, have watched it and recommended it in quite a big way. And it's about a family... Mm-hmm. who are all divorce lawyers. So not just divorce lawyers, mm-hmm. family law. Mm-hmm. So they do prenups and they do lots of things like that, mm-hmm. but it's all about family law. And it's got the most fantastic cast in it. It's got Nicola Walker, Stephen Mangan. Stephen Mangan is really good.
Yeah.
He's funny, Stephen Mangan, because I feel like I want to be his friend.
Mm-hmm. He's
just really, he comes across so nicely in this. And whenever I've seen him interviewed or anything. Anyway, Nicola Walker, Stephen Mangan, Annabelle Scholey, Fiona Button. Deborah Finley plays the mother. She is so flipping dysfunctional. It is absolutely breathtaking. Barry Atzma plays the heartthrob. He plays Christy. But the casting in it is very, very good. Mira Sayal's in it.
Oh, wow.
Donna Eyre is in it.
Really?
Yeah. It's brilliant. It's dramatic. It's about some boss lawyer bitches who are at the top of their game doing an absolutely cutthroat business. I mean, divorce law is cutthroat.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how much you say, I want it to be as amicable as possible. It's tough out there. And, you know, you might have a lovely lawyer, but the other lawyer might be an absolute arsehole.
Yeah. I watched a really interesting TED Talk recently from a family lawyer. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why have you
really
not recommended
good.
That?
It was probably a year ago or something like that. So it was a while ago, but it was fascinating. But she was basically saying that it was completely, you know, men were getting so horrifically shafted by the system.
Mm.
And this is what was interesting about the TED
Talk.
It was a woman saying it, that she'd been a divorce lawyer for women screwing over men.
Mm.
And she felt slightly ashamed of what she'd done.
Wow.
Because she'd kind of managed to leverage all corners of the law in order to do that. And that's why I found it a really interesting TED Talk. I'll see if I can find it somewhere and we'll stick it on the YouTubes. Because whether you agree or disagree with it, I'm not... You know, is entirely up to you, but well worth a watch just to see what.
I mean, I think I think like actually, I'm not going to talk about my experience.
No, okay, and, yeah,
you don't even need to edit that out. I'm just not going to talk about it because it's not right to do so. But anyway, it is a really interesting show, and it's quite fun. And there's a lot of kind of catty bitchiness in there. Some brilliantly written characters. It's written by Abby Morgan. And created by Abby Morgan as well, and Matt Jones, Jane Eden, and Louise Ironside. I always think it's quite funny when you look at a really big drama like this and you see that there are maybe two or three writers, and you look at an American TV programme that was big and it's got like 10,000 writers on it.
Yes. I mean, it's amazing what they do in America.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry, just to caveat what I said earlier,
the
woman from the TED Talk was American and she was talking specifically about American law.
Oh, okay. Yes. So slightly different.
Yes.
I'm highly recommending The Split. It is really good. Can I show you something?
Yes, of course you can.
Can I play it to you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, this is just a recommendation because I just love this man so much.
Mm-hmm.
So this man is from an Instagram account called Hereford Fodder. And In lockdown, or for some reason, this man has decided that he's going to go on TikTok and Instagram to sell the wares in his kind of bits and bobs food shop. And the reason why he came to my attention is because he decided to stand in his terracotta tiled shop in his jacket, you know, holding his wares to recommend Yes personal lubricant for women. And on his Instagram page, you know, you've got the name at the top. It says, "Welcome to Fodder, Hereford Church Street, Hereford Independent Vegan Vegetarian Health Food Shop. Find us on Facebook or email us at info@fodderhereford.uk. And underneath, it's got highlights. And his first highlight just says, "Dry vagina." I love this man. He's got a highlight that says, "Dry vagina."
I'm here to talk to you about a specific product we supply. It's called Yes, 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 and you'll begin to see why. These lubricants, these are all certified organic personal lubricants, particularly a...
how much do we love this man?
I'm here...
Dry vaginas be gone. And he is
a very good presenter.
He's really funny. He makes me laugh so much.
Yeah, good.
And... I don't live anywhere near Hereford.
No.
I'm never going to go and see a shop, but I would, if you go onto this Instagram account, he is absolutely genius.
And it's
called
Hereford Fodder.
Hereford Fodder. I love him.
Very
good. He's got 1,962 followers. Let's get him to 2,000.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Come on.
It's got to be done. Good. Okay, well, we've done quite a bit. There's a few things to talk about, but I'm going to pass them on till next week. Just want to mention John Cordwell. You know, the multi-billionaire guy. So he's on his Instagram post, if you're interested, go and have a look. He's just taken in a Ukrainian family.
Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a big estate in Staffordshire, I think, and he's decided to kind of dedicate a bit of it to taking in some Ukrainian families. But I guess he's trying to do that, try and gather some momentum or whatever. But his Instagram page is well worth the watch, I think. He's quite a fascinating chap, John Cordwell. I really seem to like what he's... You know what he's doing with his money anyway.
Well, I think
anyway.
If you're going to be that wealthy, do some good with it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's vowed to give at least half of it away during his lifetime to charity. And I think, well, good on him. So that's good. Look, we've got 100th episode coming up.
Oh, my goodness.
Of this show. It's quite amazing, isn't it?
I think we should do something to commemorate
Well,
it.
I was going to suggest that as well. And Olivia keeps sending us stuff saying, what should we do to commemorate your 100th episode?
Let's do a giveaway. Olivia said, let's do a competition or a giveaway or something.
But what should we give away? What should we do? It'd be quite nice to have somebody on the show, like a couple of people on the show, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God. And so they could come and recommend things on the show.
They could bring some recommendations on the show, right? It'd be nice to get either a couple or a couple of friends or something like that. And I appreciate we're in London. You might not want to make the journey down to London or whatever.
We
but
would
you could
pay
do
your
it on
travel.
Or you could do it on the Zooms, you know. We could,
All the Zooms. No, we want to see you.
It would be quite nice to do it in person, wouldn't it? Have a couple of people down. So what do you think about that then, folks? Maybe we should do that. Should we?
Olivia will come up with a good, honest way of doing some sort of a competition.
There's all these competition guidelines and stuff
like that. Yes, so she knows all the competition guidelines. We don't need to worry about it. She's amazing.
Okay,
Olivia
great.
Is our fourth member. She knows what she's doing.
But the idea is that a couple of you, either a couple or a couple of friends or something like that, two people who know each other would be quite nice, I think, and that you could come and the four of us will do an episode of the podcast to commemorate the 100th episode.
Great.
I said episode twice there. I was trying
to
think of a different word.
Don't worry.
Okay, so that would be good. Can we do a couple of shout-outs for the peoples? Nicky Clark has closed his salon.
I just saw that.
I know. It's quite sad, isn't
it? That's really sad. Why?
Well, I assume probably COVID, and I guess Nicky's reached a certain age probably now where he probably doesn't want to run a business like that anymore. But
It's hard running a salon, right?
I mean, when he left John Frieda in the kind of late 80s, early 90s, I'd just moved to London and he'd opened this salon on Berkeley Square and it was the biggest story in the business ever. It was massive. First of all, there was this court case between him and John Frieda that none of us really knew anything about, but it was featured in the Evening Standard a lot. So you'd buy the Evening Standard on the way home on the tube and you'd read about this Nicky Clark, John Frieda feud and then it was just this legendary salon that Lady Diana went to. All the models went to, whether you were Kate Moss or Yasmin Le Bon or get Claudia Schiffer, and then it was all this gold gilt and everything, you know, and it was right in the heart, you know, of the beating heart of Mayfair, not on the fringes of it, but Berkeley Square, you know, like it was amazing. And obviously I got to know Nikki over the years as well, just through various social events and then through business as well. I worked for Weller that bought the Nikki Clark business off him, and we worked together on and off for a while. I really liked Nikki. Mm. Well, I still really do like him. He's a lovely, lovely guy. He became a bit of a kind of parody of hairdressing, I think, in a way for a while, which that shouldn't have happened. I think he's an absolute legend. And he was bloody brilliant at doing hair and still is. So it's a real shame. Sorry, I just popped up on my Instagram feed and I thought I would just mention it because it's quite sad for me to see that happen. It would have been nice that maybe one of his kids became a hairdresser or he could pass it on to somebody else, but the business would survive, you know. But anyway, the best of luck, Nikki, with whatever it is you're doing in the future. And hopefully I'll get to see you soon. Okay, let's have a little look at shout-outs. Emma, personal blog, active 40 minutes ago. I want to recommend a book called Please, Celia Ahern, and then Freckles, it says. Do you think? And then Freckles are in inverted commas. What do you think the book's called?
So she's written it. Cecilia Ahern
and it's has called written Freckles.
It, and it's called Freckles.
Thank God you're here. The concept in the book is that we are the average of the five people we spend most time with. And it got me thinking of my five people. It could be a teacher, a colleague, friend, family, coach, trainer, neighbour, etc. Try it. It's quite reflective. I've heard various bits of philosophy and psychology around this as well, is that you become the people you spend most time with. Fortunately, I spend quite a lot of time with you.
Yeah, and ditto.
Yeah. But it is interesting, isn't it, that the people you hang around with have a huge influence on the way you behave and therefore the outcome of the things you do. I really like the sound of that. So it's Celia Ahern and the book's called Freckles.
Wow, that is slightly, blown my mind.
Has it?
Yeah, I'm already really thinking about that.
Because it's not who you should hang around with, it's who you shouldn't hang around with.
When I stopped taking heroin, I threw away my address book.
Ah, yes, okay, well, because they might suck you back in, yeah. Right?
It's interesting.
Okay, yesterday, Alexandria... Wow. Elaine Adams.
Well done.
And it says...
That was difficult.
It says, the UK's first deaf-blind doctor on her Instagram page, says here, which is amazing. 10,300 followers. Let's have a little look. So it says, Davina and Michael, you probably won't see this. Ha ha! You're wrong about that. As you no doubt get loads of fan mail, but I just want to tell you how much I love listening to your podcast. It's such a fun, upbeat and easy listen. And just listening to both of you and your conversations is so refreshing. Thank you very much. Most people know me as the UK's first deaf-blind person training to be a doctor. I won't bore you with my life story, but I spent 17 months bedridden in hospital as a patient between July 2020 and December 21. And I'm only now getting back out and about. Yesterday, I shared the news that I'm finally going back to finish medical school.
Yes!
After this crazy journey. Congratulations! And I honestly look forward to your recommendations, Re Trip Advisor for your life, as it's helping me get back out there and enjoy things again. So thank you so much both for helping me feel motivated and optimistic. The podcast makes me super happy. Oh my gosh, I think I'm going to cry. Hope you're having a great week. We are having a great week and look forward to the next ep. And then Olivia messaged the back and said, thanks very much. Oh, my God, what a great message.
That is really lovely.
It slightly filled my eyes with tears there, Alexandra. So when do you finish med school? Maybe you could let us know. That would be great.
Yeah, let us know.
Because we'd love to congratulate you when that happens.
Yes, definitely.
We'll star that one. Caroline, she can't just be called Caroline. Chaos_good, Caroline. Would highly recommend the film True Story, based on the memoir of Michael Finkel, played amazingly by Jonah Hill, a murderer who stole his identity. Oh, I love that. And I love Jonah Hill. So,
I'm going to write that down.
The memoir of Michael Finkel. He's very good, Jonah Hill.
I know he
started out
on
Superbad and all that, and then obviously he'd done a few things with DiCaprio. But he did a really good movie, directed and shot a movie recently about skateboarding called something 90s that my son has watched repeatedly. But I think he's a really good guy, Jonah Hill, for the movie business, exactly what the movie business needs. Let's do one last one from Amanda Gormley.
Oh, hi. Wait, can I just quickly say something about True Story? There's also True Story miniseries with Kevin Hart right now.
Okay.
It's not that.
It's not that.
It's a film with James Franco and Jonah. And it gets 6.3 on IMDb. And it's 1 hour 39 minutes.
Oh, 1 hour 39. Fine. I can go with under 7.
Yep, fine.
As long as it's under 2 hours. Hi, you lovely couple. Just wondering if you'd both seen Life After Life on BBC. It's a 4-part series, each episode 1 hour, and it's absolutely brilliant. It follows the life and death of a young girl called Ursula. It's so different to anything I've seen. I've recommended it to ask if my friends and family and all they all loved it and binge-watched it. Please have a look. I really think you'll enjoy it. And if you have the time, watch Sing Street 2. And then she's caveated it with all my friends and family. That's why I probably read that out a bit weird. So what's it called? Life After Life, a 4-part series. It's on the BBC iPlayer. Thanks very much, Amanda Gormley. That's great. I really fancy that.
It's a series?
Yeah. 7.4 on the IMDBs.
No, because I'm not sure if that... Oh, it is the series.
Mm.
Yes, okay. Adding that to the wish list. 7.4, okay. Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, folks.
Wow. Recommendations there.
We'll get on to the 100th episode competition thing.
Yes.
And let you know.
Can I just be honest?
Yeah?
We're not going to get onto it.
No, but like...
Olivia.
We'll work out what to say next week.
She's amazing.
Yeah, you're right. She is great.
Thank you, Olivia. And thank you, Saskia, for editing this.
Yes, I know. You're a dream. And we will speak to you next week. But have a fantastic time in, what is it, May? Like, have a lovely weekend whenever you listen to this.
Yes.
I don't know.
Have a lovely May.
I need to finish off with something uplifting.
Yeah, we love you.
Yeah, lots of love, everybody.